First day we got shells on. Guys got to bang around a little bit. Got some aggression with some things there. Playing in shorts is one thing, playing in pads is another. Like some things, didn't like some things as far as we've got to get better at our techniques, but guys were getting after it. They'll get used to the pads and get used to hitting, but the energy was good. Both sides had their moments. When one side was good, the other team would battle back. I love the competition. We finished practice a lot stronger with effort. Learned to push through, sustain, play at a high level of intensity much longer, which is part of it. Now we have to add the execution to come with it, which is as they get knowledge of what they're doing, get used to each other, hopefully we'll continue to improve. But attitude's been good, so good solid day.
I thought the quarterbacks are getting better just with center quarterback working under center.
No doubt. I mean, learn take snap, learning all the reads, how you get the ball out, your footwork and things like that, without a doubt.
Could you elaborate a little bit on some of the things that you saw that were good and bad?
Well, I mean, we had some good runs, had some good play. I mean, and defense would beat a block, you know, and then do things. Guys made some catches. Guys made some coverage. I mean, nothing, just normal football. I mean, and I don't know who. I mean, I don't even pay attention to who half the time. I look at the film and figure it out as we go. But, I mean, you see some guys run good routes, and the knowledge and little things are starting to pick up. And defensively, I thought we did some nice things.
How is Michael Clemens coming along, maybe in particular, or your defensive ends overall?
Okay, but Michael's got a foot that's injured right now. So, He looks like right now we'll probably have to. He's got a little bone out there. We may have to go in and put a screw in it. He may be out for a little bit of time.
And your defensive ends overall?
Solid. Seemed to be. I mean, you can't tell. It's the first day of pads. Right. And until I watch the film, it's hard to judge all that. You know what I'm saying?
What have you seen so far from Kwame Edgeway? It seems like he's getting a lot of reps.
He is. He's doing a really good job. Knows the offense. Very smart. Very quick. Good change of direction. Catches the ball well.
Is he a walk-on or is he on scholarship?
He's a walk-on.
Now, did Michael hurt himself today?
The other day.
Okay.
You're through three practices. How much can you really learn about a team in three practices?
Well, you can learn if they want to compete. You can learn their attitude and their way they approach and how they want to be coached. And if they, you know, do they sulk? Do they pout when you got on them, when you coach them? Those things. And don't seem to be doing very much of that. We're getting much better at those things. And if, you know, a guy has a bad play, quit sulking, just go to the next play and play. We're, you know, learning to put it behind us.
Watching Foster take reps out there, at least physically, he doesn't look like a freshman, James Foster.
No, he's got a great body on him, and he throws the football. He's got great arm strength, and he can run. I mean, he's a very talented guy. He just got to learn what to do, but very happy with what he's doing.
You feel like a lot of those early guys are
I like a lot. That freshman class, those guys, if they jump out, the backs are running the ball well. The tight end, the new tight ends, Trevor's doing a great. I mean, I count him as a new guy. The young receivers, they show flashes of talent, running routes, sticking their foot, and have done a good job in the summer. You can tell learning the playbook. Defensively, Leon loves to play ball, does everything right. I mean, works hard. You know, he's going to be a really good player. Josh Moore, Bobby Brown, I mean, all those guys. I mean, Diallo. There's none of those guys I'm unpleased with. Offensive linemen, those guys are all going to be good players, I think. I mean, you see the athleticism, and some of that right now is just learning what to do. But, man, you see punch and ability. I like what I'm seeing.
Does Wood realize he's not in Arizona anymore?
Oh, yeah, he does.
How important are those running backs too, Jimbo, those freshmen?
Oh, you got to build depth.
Yeah.
And that's a position. That's one of the positions, too. If you got a natural talent to run the football, you can make a quicker impact. You know what I mean? Everybody says protection. But protection is a problem at times, but those guys are pretty smart picking. I've been very pleased with that part of it, too. So, you know, you can handle and then had some success with freshman backs in the past. So, those guys are they're urgent. And they seem that's what I like. They're urgent. You know, Prince, all those guys, they're talented. Vernon, Charles, Jay Sean, all those guys are really doing a really nice job.
Is one of that four-man crew further along?
No, I don't. I mean, I tell you what, they're doing, they're pushing each other. They see one guy do something, the other guy. And I'm going to tell you what I see out of all of them. They love to play football. I mean, there's a true passion to play, they like it. You know what I'm saying?
You mentioned needing some more depth at linebacker. Who are some guys behind maybe the obvious starters too?
Well, that's what we're building right now. I mean, you got Hines, you know, who's playing in there, Buddy, Kiki. I mean, those guys in that regard, Garner in there. So we're trying to move some guys around and find out.
What's Kendall Bussey's status with the team?
He's not on the team anymore.
Any particular reason?
No, he elected. He thought he was going to. He said he wanted to transfer.
Are you worried about the situation at defensive end now and the depth there?
No, well, we got guys we can move around. I mean, Kiki Kingsley can go out there and play it in 2 seconds. He's 285 pounds and doing a really good. Trey Brown's out there. There's all these young guys. We'll build around it and work around it. We had different plans. We had contingent plans for different packages anyway. And Clemens will be back. He'll be back decently soon, I think.
When you say decently soon?
I don't know. I can't put a time limit. I don't know.
Jimbo,
I'm not a doctor.
A couple years ago, Laka played to Mike. He's moved all over the place, but how is he really kind of settling in?
Well, you do. You got to play Mike. And the guys behind the ball got to play Mike Will.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to. That's just the way it is. You got to, whether you're nickel, dime, the different places, you got to know. They both got to be interchangeable. It's just like safeties now. There's strong safety, free safety. There's no such thing. The way the game gets spread open in the field, you got to be able to play both sides and understand.
Do you expect Dotson and Alaka to work both?
Oh, yeah. And I've been very pleased with how they're playing.
Behind Osmond, what are you seeing out of those young
receivers? I've liked the young guys. I mean, and I like Rashad Paul. Courtney Davis getting healthy again. Boy, it's great to have him out there. He's flashing out there. I'm pleased with what I'm seeing out of him. Rodgers, I mean, he actually had a couple little drop balls today, but his routes, and he made a couple nice catches. He is really pushing himself. I like what he's doing. I mean, he'll continue to be pushing right there. Clyde's making plays. And then the young guys, Chapman, Preston, and
Parker
are all doing a really nice. You can see they're going to be players, and a couple of those guys are. You know, it wouldn't shock me if they can push in for some time this year.
Is the heat out here, how comparable is it to Tallahassee?
Very similar.
Humidity and everything else.
Yeah. Sometimes it gets a little hotter here, maybe not as humid, quite as humid, but it's very similar.
Is there a certain time in the fall that you like to give out your last couple of scholarships that you might?
Oh, we're full.
You're full. Just in general, in years when you have a few extra and you might want to have one.
No, I usually do. I usually do it beforehand, or you can't do it then. You have to do it at midterm. You know what I mean?
You mentioned Rashad. A lot of people know him. He's a local guy. Played quarterback in high school. Has he told you about that fact at all? Are you looking
I know he does that.
For an athlete, I mean, I know with your offense typically.
We know it. He does a lot of that. I love recruiting quarterbacks or athletes like that. He can do a lot of things.
You mentioned him by name. What particular has he done that's jumped out at you?
Run routes, got open, made plays when the ball's thrown to him. He's making plays and knows what he's doing. And done a good job catching punts.
Thanks, Coach.
We're good?
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.